You are listening to WDOT Radio. Today on the Epic Entertainment Roundup, I will be speaking with Anthony Coromato, former MLB player and current batting coach for the Savannah Bananas sister team, the Party Animals. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Gabe. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Of course. And before we start the interview, could you tell me a little about yourself?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. As you said, current hitting coach for the Party Animals. I'm also their outfield coach as well. Previous to that, I've been in the Atlantic League for the last 2 years with the Charleston Dirtybirds. And my career has spanned over, I'm going on 10 years now professionally, both as a player and a coach combined. So been a little bit of a wild ride, and I'm here in Banana Land and having a blast.
And when did you start getting into baseball?
I got into baseball as a young kid. I mean, I think almost like everybody else, and you start at the youth level and you work your way through. Obviously started in my hometown with T-ball and worked my way up through Little League, and actually left baseball for a little while after Little League. Just wasn't interested in it. I liked hockey most, and I told my dad, I said, you know, I don't think I want to play baseball anymore. And that was when I was about 9 or 10 years old, and when I got to middle school, wanted to go out for the baseball team at school, and I hadn't played in about 3 or 4 years, so kind of got back into it and fell in love with it, and I haven't looked back. So,
did you ever have a mentor growing up?
Plenty of them. Yeah, I was very fortunate. Growing up, I had so many good baseball people around me, so many good coaches, and just good people in general. But you know, if I look at my family, my parents, my brother, my sister, my grandparents, they've all played a huge role in my life, and they're great mentors, great motivators. Always kept pushing me to be my best and whatever I tried. And especially on the baseball field, there's just a list of coaches that I played for. You know, Mike Michonne, Steve Strife, Craig Kerner, Gene Lukthauser, Joe Malazzo, Dan Bellano. All these gentlemen had a role in developing me as a player when I was coming up through high school, preparing me for college and eventually for a pro career. So I was very fortunate growing up to have so many good coaches around me, so many good players around me as well. My hometown in Utica, New York produces a lot of really good baseball players, and always had the fortune to be fortunate to be in a position to be able to work out with the older guys and kind of try to follow in their footsteps. Matt Devins was a huge influence on me when I was in high school. He was the guy that you kind of wanted to follow in his footsteps and try to outdo him competitively if you could. So for me, I had so many mentors, and I just try to be a sponge around those people because they had so much experience, and they're wonderful people outside of that. So I've been very fortunate in that regard.
Did you play baseball in college?
I did. I went the 2 years at SUNY Oswego, and I did my last 2 years, my junior senior year at SUNY Cortland, Division III powerhouse in upstate New York. Made 2 trips to the World Series. You know, I had 2 conference titles, 2 regional titles, of course, and those 2 trips to the World Series. So, again, just very blessed to be part of 2 very good programs, and I guess to be in the right place at the right time and try to help, you know, my SUNY Cortland team get to the College World Series twice for 2 appearances.
And you are currently the batting coach for the Savannah Bananas sister team, the Party Animals. Were you ever a batting coach for any other teams in the past, and did you ever want to become a player on that team that you're currently touring with?
It's a really good question. Yeah, so I was the hitting coach in Charleston with the Dirtybirds last year in the Atlantic League, and also in 22. And in 21, I was with the High Point Rockers as a volunteer hitting coach. And then during the COVID year, I was with the Rockland Boulders. They had the American Baseball Challenge, which was their 4 local teams in the Frontier League. I was their hitting coach as well. Funnily enough, you know, toward the end of those seasons in independent baseball and professional baseball, you kind of run short on roster spots. So I would have to eventually sign with the teams that I was the hitting coach for as an emergency. And there has been times where I got into the game and gotten a hit in my older age here. But I have been a player in the past, and, you know, I still currently, well, I guess not currently, I don't play for the Party Animals, but I'm always prepared to, though. I'm always prepared. Hitting is my passion. It's something that I've studied my whole life, and it's something that I get to do every day too, especially when I'm working with the boys. I could always swing and kind of stay in shape. So, you know, I'll be 38 in May, so I try to stay in shape and try to stay on top of the games. You never know. You just might have to taking at bat here and there. So I'm always prepared for it.
And so you're currently with the Party Animals, and that's a branch out of the Savannah Bananas. And for all my listeners out there, we've had Coach Adam Verrant on the show before. We had Drake Citol. They kind of explained a little bit about Banana Ball and how they're a little different from the MLB. Would you mind just explaining those rules of Banana Ball?
Yeah, sure, of course. That's always a great question too, the Banana Ball rules. We have every inning count, so you know, basically you want to win the inning. You get a point for those, and when you win the inning, you get a point, and that's how you take the lead. We have a 2-hour time limit, and we also factor in a lot of entertainment because we are fans first entertainment. We have so much going on during our games. The pace of play is so important, and we have a lot of entertainment, a lot of fun out there while we're out there playing. So we have the 2-hour time limit, and we just about get those nine. We haven't had a stop short of those 2 hours yet. So we've got 9 innings in those 2 hours, which has been awesome. No stepping out. It's a strike. There's no bunting. You're out. The batters can steal first on a wild pitch or pass ball. You know, we have no walks allowed. It's a sprint. If you take ball 4, you're allowed to sprint as far as you can go, whether it's to second base for a double or if you're fast enough to get all the way to third. So always that excitement of like keeping guys moving and keeping the game going. And we also have no mound visits and like a one-on-one showbreaker tiebreaker challenge, which is just pitcher versus the hitter, and best man wins, which is cool. And now this year we've implemented the golden batter rule. The golden batter rule is a cool one. We could you could pinch hit for anybody at any point in the game, anybody in the lineup or on your bench. It's a pretty cool thing. It's like the pinch hitter, but cooler, I guess. So, but yeah, we just have those rules, and we, the pace of play is great. The excitement's always there, and we have all that entertainment going on. We've been sold out on tour so far everywhere we've gone, especially we're just in Minute Maid Park a couple weeks ago with the Houston Astros stadium. And, it's been wild. It's been a fun ride. We have exciting games. We have great competition. Talent on both sides, both for the Party Animals, Savannah Bananas, is fantastic. And yeah, the rules are a little bit different. You can see that Major League Baseball is trying to speed up their game a little bit too. So I hope that we're having some kind of positive influence as on baseball the whole way around, both youth baseball, high school, college, pro.
And to back it up a little, how did you get involved with the Savannah Bananas and Party Animals Association?
With how I got involved with Savannah Bananas is I was working at a facility in Westchester, New York, at Game on 13 for Mr. Eric Holtz, and you know, I was going out to give a hitting lesson one night, and you know, I was in his office, and he said, "Hey, I think I might have an opportunity for you." And at the time, I was still waiting to hear back from other professional baseball clubs for a hitting coach position. And he says, there's an opportunity with Savannah Bananas. And my whole career and my whole belief is any opportunity is a great opportunity. And of course with Savannah Bananas, it's a different style of baseball. It's an entertainment company. And it always intrigued me because, when we played them last year in Charleston during spring training, and I got my first taste of Banana Ball up close and personal. And I just thought it was pretty amazing what they did. And I said, man, you got to be pretty lucky to get involved with that. And I never really thought it was going to be an opportunity for me. But Biro and Mr. Eric Holtz, they knew each other. And, they're kind of looking for hitting coaches and, kind of looking for guys that had some professional experience in that regard. And, Eric passed the message on to me. He put us in contact. And then Biro and I had a couple of conversations, a couple interviews. And next thing you know, it was in Savannah, Georgia. It all happened pretty quickly. And It was a fun process. I just couldn't really believe that the opportunity was going to be me. It was going to be mine to kind of come get involved in this, something that's been growing over the last 2 years and something that is so completely fun. So that was it. I had a mutual connection, and so very grateful for those two guys. Very, very, very grateful. And just to be here, I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world right now.
When you were trying out for the team or during that process, did they ever make you dance or show them that you could dance?
No, not for the coaches, thankfully. I think if they saw my dancing skills before I got here, they might have maybe rescinded the offer. But the coaches are involved in some of the entertainment and some of the dancing. And, I thought it was going to be harder than I initially thought trying to learn those dances, but really wasn't. We have such a great entertainment team here and they make everything super easy. So when we do have to do some entrances, like, or celebration, and the coaches are part of it, you know, we get the steps down. I don't have two left feet anymore. So, but it's all part of it. It's all fun. But no, the dancing wasn't a requirement. I think just the resume for the hitting coach was all they needed for that one.
And who chooses what dances you guys do? And how much dancing do you guys actually do versus playing baseball at practices?
That's a good question. We have an entertainment team and a creative team. The entertainment team does a great job. Frangelo and his group, along with Avi and Brenna, they are so really good at choreographing everything that we do for the entertainment aspects of the game. I think there's a really, really good balance in terms of how the players are, you know, they're obviously playing the game, and then there's the mix of the entertainment in there, and it's perfectly balanced, and they got it down to a science. Like, our entertainment team and our creative team are hands down probably some of the most, they're just great at what they do. They're magicians, I think, because they have so many moving parts and they keep everything in order. And as long as everything's flowing through the game, and they adjust on the fly too. So a lot of it comes from them. We just take our direction. You know, we kind of just on the baseball ops part of it, we just focus in on the game. And then when we do the entertainment stuff, we have our entertainment team and our creative team and everybody that's got a hand in that, kind of just giving us direction. And then it all comes together for the show.
Was that team ever in the process? Did they make the? I forgot his name, but there's a player in the Savannah Bananas who wears stilts. Did they come up with that, or did that just was that his idea?
Yeah, that's just part of who he is. You know, stilts is something that he was always able to do, and he plays baseball, and that's another thing that's kind of impressive if you ever get a chance to see it in person or just try to fathom, like, pitching in stilts or hitting in stilts and trying to get around the bases. But yeah, that's his thing. That's something that he's always done his whole life, and he brought that to Banana Land and to baseball too. So it's pretty crazy when you watch it.
And starting around May 30th, somewhere around there, I believe, there's another team coming to Banana Land called the Firefighters. How did that come into play?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. Wow, really good questions here this morning. The Firefighters are a team that, you know, with Banana Ball kind of expanding, it's, you know, we want to make sure that we're continuing to give the fans everything that they want in the variety. So I think the Firefighters were a team that they thought would be very, very successful as a part of a touring brand with us here in Savannah. And so they're going to bring them in this year, and we're going to roll with three teams. Not my department. I don't know who makes those decisions. I don't know what their plans are, but really, very excited to get another third team in here. And from my personal standpoint, when I see a team get added to Banana Ball, I see more opportunity for more baseball players, especially around the nation. You know, there's so many players that kind of fall through the cracks. And, you know, obviously independent ball is a great way to get your foot in the door in professional baseball if you're not drafted or signed. And, you know, now with Banana Ball being as popular as it is and maybe kind of being a destination for some of these guys that maybe don't get drafted or to get signed, I just love the opportunity that it's giving these players to have another place to go play to continue their career. So I'm really fired up about it. But how they decide it and how they bring it in or what they're going to do with it, I don't know. I'm not really sure, so I don't want to say the wrong thing. But really excited to have a third team in here and to get more players in here so that they can have an opportunity to continue their professional baseball dreams.
So I have a little more of a controversial question for you here today. I've seen on some Instagram posts, some comments or some other people talking about how maybe the Savannah Banana and Party Animal games are planned out pre-game. Is that true, or do you guys just go out there and play a good old ball game?
No, we go out there and play. We compete. I've been asked that question so much since I joined the organization, and it's a valid question. I think, you know, when fans see the game, they see entertainment, and they're like, oh, well, if this is entertainment, maybe it's scripted. Couldn't be further from the truth. The Bananas and the Party Animals out there are trying to beat each other, and they're trying to do it, and they're all competitors. They're all former professional players. They're guys that had success in college. You can't take that part out of it in baseball, and even if you try to script it, in my opinion. So, you know, these guys are going out there competing every night. They really want to tear each other apart, and that's what makes a lot of it for us on the baseball side of it. It's fun because it's still competition, and it's still heat of the moment, and it's still a grind, and you're still trying to do your best out there, because when you have two really good teams going back and forth and you're playing a hard game, that's very entertaining. So, yeah, no, we're not scripted. No, we're out there trying to beat each other into the ground.
And you were just talking about how there are some professional players, past professional players on the team. Have there been any banana ball players that have been scouted by MLB teams in the past or current?
There are players that have, some of them have gone through the minor league system. Some guys have gone through the minor league system. Some guys have gone through the independent ball circuit. You know, there's different ways through baseball to Banana Land, and a lot of these guys have had some time in some organizations, whether it was with the Rangers or the Indians or you know, whoever, and then had some time in independent ball as well. So there is a lot of experience professionally with the players, and now with the coaches being brought in, there's some experience there too on a professional level. So there's a lot of great talent here, and there's a lot of guys coming straight out of college and straight here. So there's a really, really good mix between guys that have that professional experience and the guys that have that college experience or have that 1 or 2 years maybe in indie ball. So it's a great mix of players. It's a great mix of veterans and rookies. And we have all that professional baseball experience and especially the knowledge on the coaching staff too as well.
And very recently, you were talking about before you guys went to the Houston Stadium to play. And I saw a few months ago you guys actually got to meet John Cena. What's it like to meet such more of like iconic baseball players and celebrities, and to play in such a amazing stadium?
Yeah, it's awesome. I don't really know any other way to explain it, but from meeting John Cena, who for myself personally, I grew up a huge wrestling fan, so to see somebody that has transcended his sport and his business and what he does with Make-A-Wish Foundation, just as nice as he was with us, to have the opportunity to meet those guys is great. For me, and from the baseball side, having been around a while and been in the clubhouse around, you know, former big leaguers and things like that, it's always a very nice surprise when you start to see, you know, some legends come back. We just had Will Clark with us when we were down in LSU. He was hanging out during batting practice. He was in the dugout for the Bananas. Like, Will Clark was one of the better hitters throughout baseball history, you know, and to have him hang around and kind of chop it up with the boys, and just, he was so cool and he was so nice. And everybody that we've had in, you get to have Roger Clemens out there throwing, Roy Oswalt, Reddick, you had all those guys, and they're so great to us and, you know, welcoming to us, and we just have a blast with them. It really, really is truly a special experience to get to do that more often than not.
And if you had any final advice for someone that want to go into becoming a baseball player, or someone that wants to become a batting coach like you or something like that, what would you say to them?
I think the best piece of advice I could give you, or anybody that was looking to, you know, continue their baseball career or eventually become a hitting coach, you know, you have to love it, right? And I think for players, especially when you're young, play every sport you could. Don't just focus in on one sport, because every sport you could play is going to help you become a better athlete, which in turn will translate into the baseball world. And just continue to grind. Baseball is a hard game. Hitting is the hardest thing to do in sports. You got to have a really good mental outlook on things. You got to be mentally tough. You got to be physically tough. You got to be in shape. You got to make the right decisions. When you're young, you have to do good in school, or else your opportunities don't come to play. So just staying on the right path with that, and always working hard. Always be a sponge. Listen to everything. You know, take your advice, take it from everybody you can, because you never know, there's always a little golden nugget in there somewhere. And you just continue to work hard, study. If you want to be a hitting coach, you know, there's so much you can do. There's, you know, studying guys from that do things in the big leagues, or just being around the locker room. If you're a current player now, what works for you is great, but also what works for you doesn't work for the next guy. So learning different styles and different philosophies and different ways of approaching hitting is always great. So keeping an open mind to new information is probably the biggest key and the biggest piece of advice I could give. And then trying to implement it toward the players as well. You know your audience, know your players. Communication is a big role, thing that you need to have pretty good communication, leadership, things like that. And but that's really it. There's no recipe for success. Everything kind of just comes, but nothing outbeats outworks hard work. So just keep grinding, keep playing, and if you get to the point where you want to coach, just try to give back to the players as much as you can, because you know what it's like to be one of the boys. And you know, when you get to be a coach, you just want them to be better than you were at one point, and you always want to be good for them too. So keep yourself available to them and always give your best for it.
Wow, that's some amazing advice. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
And as always, this has been your host, Gabriel, from the Epic Entertainment Roundup, saying until next time, go bananas.
Thank you. I appreciate it.